longest diary entry ever. Today's the 4th of July holiday. And OMG, I've been through so much drama, it feels like my head is going to explode into a glittery shower of fireworks. A few days ago, my parents decided to have a picnic on Lake Wellington on July 4th. The area is mostly known for its luxurious vacation homes and fancy yachts, and it has a beautiful park that has been open to the public for decades. But strangely enough, my dad wanted to go there because of the pedal boats. It's this weird boat/bike combo that you sit in and pedal with your feet to make it go. Dad was super excited because when he and his brother were kids, they loved to rent pedal boats whenever their family spent time at the park. He said, dangling open,
"So I'll take that as a yes," Trevor laughed.
OMG, we were actually going to meet the bad boys. Scooby! We took an escalator up to the second floor and walked past 4 security guards and a half dozen bad boy staff people to a conference room door. Trevor then introduced us to his assistant, Mallory. She told us the bad boys were in the middle of a television interview with Teen TV, but we could watch quietly. Excuse me, but how were we supposed to watch quietly? At their last concert, 9 girls were rushed to the hospital to be treated for temporary damage to their vocal cords due to excessive screaming. I reminded myself that the bad boys are humans too. They burp, sweat, and break out with pimples just like the rest of us. Right? Wrong! Mallory opened the door to the conference room, and Chloe, Zoe, and I were almost blinded by the golden light that flooded out from their angelic glow. Well, okay, that glow might have actually been from all the bright lights for the TV cameras, but still. Mallory showed us where to stand in the back of the room. Even though we had to peek around the cameras and lighting equipment, it was quite obvious these boys were not your average teen guys. They were sitting in front of a huge backdrop with their latest album cover on it. All of them were gazing intensely at Jade Santana from Teen TV like she was the only person in the whole wide world. Well, except for Victor, who was wearing shades, so it was hard to tell where he was looking. But it felt like he was staring straight into the inner depths of my soul. Scooby! OMG, they're even cuter in person, Chloe squealed as Zoe and I sighed loudly in agreement. Mallory shot us a stern look to quiet down. But Chloe was right. OMG! These boys have perfect eyes, perfect hair, perfect teeth, perfect skin, perfect clothes, perfect everything.
So tell me, Jade said. You guys are 4 strong personalities. How do you work so well as a team?
They all laughed, and I swear even their laughter was in perfect harmony. It's like this, Jade, Joshua said. When you spend so much time together, you can't help but become one big happy family.
And you know how annoying family can be.
Aiden smiled as he punched Joshua, and then he threw his arms around his bandmate's shoulder. Aiden is always joking. Every bad boy superfan knows that.
We all have our strengths, Nicholas said as Zoe grabbed my arm and tried not to pass out. We're just lucky that our strengths harmonize as beautifully as our voices do.
Zoe is such a Nick chick. Even just talking, he sounded as warm and smooth as a pool of melted chocolate. Zoe wanted to dive in and swim around.
How about you, Vic?
Jade asked, looking toward the end of the row at the baddest of the boys. How do you feel about making music with these guys? We knew what was about to happen. We'd seen it in a million interviews before this one, but never live.
Chloe and Zoe and I grabbed each other and braced ourselves. Victor sat up, tilted his shades down, and looked straight into the camera.
Jade, what can I say? I'm a member of the Bad Boys. Being bad is so good.
That's when Chloe, Zoe, and I totally lost it. Scooby!
That's a wrap, shouted a producer in a headset.
Instantly, the bright lights went dark, and the camera crew started packing up the equipment. Jade ripped off her body mic and gave the boys a wave.
Great interview. Got a flight to catch. I'll see you at the Teen TV Awards next month.
Soon, there was no one else in the room except the Bad Boys and Mallory, who was checking her phone in the corner. And of course, us!
Should we introduce ourselves?
Zoe whispered. We all agreed that it was now or never. Otherwise, with their super tight security and huge staff, we'd probably only see them as they passed us backstage. Our limited interaction with them over the next 4 weeks would probably be a quick hello and wave. But now we had all the boys to ourselves for who knows how long. Mallory was totally preoccupied at the moment, discussing tour logistics with someone on her cell phone. We could actually get to know these guys as individuals, not pop stars. They do seem super nice. Hey, maybe they might even invite us to dinner or to hang out with them. We could become friends for life. Let's do this, I said excitedly. Number two. My fave shoes to wear are A. Sneakers, B. Platforms, C. Sandals, D. Flip-flops. Number three. My fave type of pizza is A. Meat Monster, B. Loaded with everything, C. Cheese, D. Hawaiian. Number four. My fave phone filter for posting fun pics is A. Animal ears and glasses, B. Crown of flowers, C. Heart eyes, D. Face swap. Number five. My fave fun pool float is A. Dolphin, B. Shark, C. Flamingo, D. Unicorn. Number six. My fave way to chillax is A. Read a good book, B. Binge watch my fave show, C. Soak in the tub with a bath bomb, D. Hang out with friends. Number seven. My fave Sunday topping is A. Hot fudge, B. Whipped cream, C. Sprinkles, D. Gummy bears. Number eight. My fave snack is A. Cookies, B. Nachos, C. Popcorn, D. Candy. If you picked mostly A's, surprise! Bad Boy Joshua has planned a movie night party just for you on your birthday. You are smart, loyal, and supportive, and your friends totally adore you. You enjoy hanging out with them too, whether you're watching a hilarious comedy, an exciting adventure, or a spine-tingling thriller. Your movie night birthday party will be nonstop fun and giggles. After your scavenger hunt, you and your friends can kick back, chillax, and gossip with the Bad Boys as you enjoy your favorite movies. Be sure to pop enough popcorn for everyone. If you picked mostly bees, surprise! Bad Boy Victor has planned a costume party just for you on your birthday. You're known for being creative, trendy, and independent. So a costume party will channel your bold fashion sense. Whether it's zombies, pop stars, or superheroes, the stage is set for everyone to have a total blast. Generate excitement as you play Truth or Dare and give out a prize for the most original costume, even though you totally deserve to win it. The bad boys and all your friends will give you a standing ovation for your fabulous costume party. If you picked mostly C's, surprise! Bad boy Nicholas has planned a pizza party just for you on your birthday. Your friends love you because you are generous, warm, and friendly. And you feed them pizza! The bad boys and all your friends will have a blast at your pizza birthday party. Using fresh ingredients, everyone will have a chance to make their own hot and cheesy pizzas, all while listening to your favorite tunes and playing Spin the Bottle. You can even have a taste test competition to determine who made the yummiest pizza, even though Nick will slay with his family's secret recipe. Then everyone gets to eat a chewy, gooey slice, or five, making it your best birthday ever. If you picked mostly D's, surprise! Bad boy Aiden has planned a pool party just for you on your birthday. Everyone loves hanging out with you because you're outgoing, fun, and have a good sense of humor. It's no wonder you're